joining us is now the fourth head coach in Dallas Mavericks history to have at least 200 career wins with the franchise. Rick Carlisle, Don Nelson, Dick Motta, and now Jason Kidd joins those ranks, and he joins us now on the ticket. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
We're doing well. Congrats on your 200th win as the head coach of the Mavericks the other night in New Jersey. There's a lot of ground to cover with the team, but we wanted to start with the initiative that you announced last week, that you're going to be involved with youth sports and female athletes who are looking for an opportunity to excel in basketball. And what inspired you to start Jason Kidd Select South?
Yeah, I think when you talk about youth sports, especially the young ladies, we've done this for 6 years in Northern California, so we felt it was time to do it at home here in Dallas. And we have this great opportunity to start this initiative, and we're really excited about helping the young ladies here in the Dallas area.
That's really great. It's great that you're giving back to the community here. You've given an awful lot to this franchise over the years as a player and a coach. And George and I were talking earlier in the show. We think you've done a really great job as the head coach here in your time. And you've been thrown so much. You've been thrown so many different players and lineups and situations. What has it been like to be the head coach of the Mavericks through this tumultuous couple of years?
Yeah, you know, I think coaching is hard, and understanding, you know, things change, and you have to be prepared for that. I think, you know, understanding the business of basketball sometimes can get in the way, for better or worse. And so understanding, you know, there has been, you know, a lot of change, but this positive change, you know, when you talk about, I've been involved as a player, I've been involved in trades. I've been involved of teams being sold. And so it's just a matter of continue to keep working on your craft. And as a coach, that's what I'm trying to do, put these young men in a position to develop, be, you know, successful on and off the floor, and, you know, be around a lot of young talent. And then also some older talent, and I hate to say older, but to be around Kai, he's one of the best to do it. And then to be around Cooper, he's having an incredible rookie season. So it's been a lot of fun, and it's been. I think I'm up for the challenge, and I have a great group of young men to be around.
Speaking of Cooper, as you mentioned, he's off to a great start. He's had a foot ailment. Hopefully they won't keep him out too much longer. But in his time here, this short time, really, for what should be a really long and incredible career, what's impressed you most about him as a player? Maybe just a couple of attributes that have impressed you the most.
Well, I think the biggest thing is just his consistency, being who he is. He's very comfortable with the attention. He's very comfortable playing the game of basketball at a very high level, and he wants to win. He cheers for his teammates every day, and so just being around him, just the consistency of that joy, that happiness to be able to compete against the best players in the world, and he understands that he's going to see the best defender every night, and so he's always up for that challenge.
This is Mavs head coach Jason Kidd joining us on the Diamond Factory Ticket Hotline. You mentioned being around Kyrie is great, and when he's out there, he's still otherworldly. How tough a decision was that for Kyrie, you, the organization, to decide to shut him down for the rest of the year, and that we wouldn't see him again until the summer or the fall?
Yeah, I think it's we would love to have him out there now, but I think also just thinking about the future, making sure that he's ready to go mentally and physically. Anytime you come back from a serious injury like that, you want to make sure the person is ready to go, not just physically, but mentally. And so I think the organization did the right thing by having him wait until next season. And he continues to keep working extremely hard on both areas, the physical and mental. And so we're really excited about getting him back next season.
If you guys were neck and neck with Oklahoma City at the top of the West right now, would he be back?
That's a great question. That's, you know, sometimes, you know, situations can change. But I, you know, I would say no. I would say that, you know, thinking about the future, we would have to wait and see mentally and physically, could he, you know, compete and help us get to over the top against Oklahoma City? But we can always go into scenarios, what if, but, you know, this is a decision that the Mavs have made, and Kai's on board with it.
Boy, as a coach, thinking about that, when that is on the floor next year, Kyrie and Cooper together, I'm sure you spent some time just thinking, what's that going to look like? What do you think that is going to look like?
Well, I think it will create space for Cooper and for Kai. I think when you talk about Kai's ability, his playmaking, also Cooper's playmaking, you have two guys that can both benefit from each other being on the floor. The load of carrying the load would be lighter for both. But also you can't forget about D-Live and understanding getting D-Live back. And so when you have that type of group on the floor, young, athletic, basketball IQ extremely high, I think it's a lot of fun for the coach, but also for the players.
Mavs head coach Jason Kidd with us here on The Ticket. It seems like most of the talk around NBA circles this season has involved tanking. And I'm always curious where the head coach stands on that topic, because you're kind of caught in the middle. It's your nature to want to go out and win every night, but an organization may say, yeah, let's play for a high draft pick. Coaches around the league, probably more than any other season, are caught in the middle this season. What's your general thought on the practice or the art of tanking?
Yeah, I think for the Dallas Mavericks, and that's all I'm worried about, is, you know, understanding that we're playing to win. It's hard to win in this league. Understanding that we were in a situation last year with a lot of injuries, and we found a way, you know, still to win, I think, 39 games and have a 1% chance of winning the number one pick. And so if you talk about not putting your best foot forward, I always believe good things will not happen. So for the Dallas Mavericks, we're going to put our best foot forward. The group that can suit up, we're going to try to get better each time we take the floor. Now, our percentages could be low to get the number one pick, but you just never know. And so I think we lived that last year, and we believe that we continue to keep, you know, learning how to win and get better on the floor. And let the lottery fall where it may, and then make a decision on whatever pick we have that the best player fits us going forward.
As you look towards the future and trying to see who's going to be a part of it when you guys are back and rebuilt, I know it's been a really short sample, but what are your thoughts on Marvin Bagley and what he has done in a short time here? Three straight games in double figures. He's had a couple of double-doubles. He's had an interesting journey through his NBA career. How has he struck you here in these last couple of weeks?
Yeah, Bags has been great. And not just Bags, but Chris Middleton and Tyus. You know, the newcomers have been really good for us. When you talk about Bags and just his production, he's lively on both ends, and so we've been really pleased with his time on the floor and his time with us. He's been great in the locker room. He's been great. You know, we were in Indiana practicing at Butler, and so to, you know, have a conversation with him and talking about his journey, it was great to get to know him. But when you talk about Chris Middleton, he's a champion. He's a vet. I've known him for a long time, so it's been great to have him on board to help with the young guys. And then Tyus, you know, playing point for us, steadying the ship, and he's just solid. So we've been really pleased with these guys. And when you talk about Bags, he's playing at a high level for us.
You've had a lot of different point guards this season. You're only 52. That sounds young to me and George.
Very.
If you got out there and you ran the point for a game, how do you think it would look?
Well, I have to tell you, I lifted yesterday. I'm really sore this morning. So I think one of my feet will hurt the next day. But understanding the way the game is kind of played today, maybe it would be fun. But I know I would be sore. I wouldn't be able to walk probably for a week. But no, just to have fun, to compete against the best in the world, look for the three-point shooters, Max Christie, Klay Thompson. I think that would be fun, you know, and understanding how to be creative of getting guys shots. But I think it would be one and it would be done. So
yeah, just give us one good quarter. That's all we want.
Yeah, I don't know if I can give you 12 minutes. Maybe 3:30. This TYO, the old rule. I can play three minutes and 30 seconds. And then,
you know what I'm hearing, George? I hear that he thinks he could still get 10 assists.
I think he could. Absolutely. And I wonder that, too. Do you ever do that in practice? Do you ever say, no, this is how you do it, and take the ball at top and run a play? Do you ever jump in there with them?
I used to. I learned my lesson to just stay on the side or stay on the court and just talk, use your words and not go out there and try to show someone. So I used to do that, but not anymore.
And I was wondering that, too, as we started talking about your new program here for girls basketball. I saw that y'all played horse. Did you win?
You know what? I think someone saw that I was losing and they called it.
There you go. See, that's proper respect right there. That's respect for a Hall of Famer right there.
But it was actually fun. The young ladies, it's funny. They can shoot the NBA three as easy as the pros can. And it was just amazing that these young ladies have the range today. And it was fun to be around. But I think I had S, and so I think someone called it to say we had to do interviews because they didn't want to see
me. Oh, that's great. Hey, we appreciate the time this morning. Really do. Good luck the rest of the way, and we'll catch up sometime soon.
I appreciate you guys. Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
Most definitely.
There he goes, Jason Kidd, the head coach of the Dallas Mavericks.